I'm Joe Budd from Olier del Mas. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 5th of June, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Nika Melia, one of the leaders of the Coalition for Change, or Tavi Suplebistis, was arrested on Thursday, the 29th of May. Officials said he insulted a police officer, but the timing of the arrest tells a different story. Melia had openly refused to pay bail or appear in court over charges related to ignoring a summons from the Parliament's Investigative Committee. His arrest happened just as the deadline to pay the bail was about to run out. Melia called the arrest a kidnapping. He said he was in his car heading to a political podcast when a group of policemen, some in plain clothes, stopped him, used force, threw him into a van. He said they smashed the cameras in his car that had recorded the incident. The next day, he was brought to court where the judge replaced his unpaid bail with pretrial detention. He also said that the arrest was illegal as he still had 3 hours to pay the bail at the time of his arrest. Next up, on Friday the 30th, a court sentenced activist Tatia Aprimashvili and Lika Lord-Kipanidze to 12 days in jail and fined Magda Mamukashvili 4,000 lari, almost $1,500, after the Georgian Dream or the Kotsevi member of parliament, Mariam Lashki, filed a complaint against them. The Ministry of Internal Affairs charged them with insulting Lashki during a protest that took place on the 17th of May. The activists had entered a cafe where Lashki was with companions and children and shouted freedom for political prisoners, no to the Russian regime, and down with Russia's slaves. New laws passed by the ruling party in February allow fines or detentions for insulting public officials. Similar news on Monday, the 2nd, a court sentenced pro-European protesters Guram Khutashvili and Daniel Mumladze to 3 years in prison. Police arrested them last December, accusing them of intentionally damaging emergency service cameras and charging them with acts of violence. The damage reportedly totaled 12,100 lari, which is about $4,500. The defendants admitted the crime, were ready to cover the damages, and wanted a plea deal, but the prosecution refused. The defense asked the court to apply Article 50 of the Criminal Code, which allows for a lighter sentence if the defendants admit guilt and cooperate with the investigation. The judge denied the request, saying the violent acts against the state had taken on a mass character. She chose not to apply the article in cases like this. On that note about prisoners, on Saturday the 31st, during an interview on the public broadcaster, a journalist asked the Kotsevi president, Misha Kavelashvili, whether he would pardon people who were arrested during pro-European protests and faced years of imprisonment if found guilty. He answered that he would not pardon them unless they acknowledged guilt, saying that pardons require both sides to engage. Authorities must agree that the person is no longer a threat, and the individual must show that they understand and accept responsibility. Without that, he said, the process can't move forward. Kavelashvili criticized those who see their actions as justified resistance and refuse to admit wrongdoing, comparing them to historical revolutionaries who accepted prison as part of their fight. On Friday, the 30th of May, the national NGO, the Rule of Law Center, released a report criticizing Georgian law enforcement for systemic violence and lack of accountability following the EU extension process freeze in November of last year. The report says the police used coordinated and excessive force, including torture and inhumane treatment against protesters and journalists, following the start of the pro-European protest. Authorities ignored crimes committed by both rank and file officers and heads of different departments within the Ministry of Internal Affairs, launching no meaningful investigations. 2024, the state didn't punish a single officer for on-duty offenses, and disciplinary action hit a 10-year low. Meanwhile, the state has aggressively targeted protesters with the harshest administrative and criminal measures. Speaking of NGOs, on Saturday the 31st, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, or FARA, F-A-R-A, which the Kotsevi pretend is a word-for-word copy of an American piece of legislation of the same name, came into force. In case you are wondering, they aren't fooling anybody. It has nothing to do with the U.S. FARA. This law replaces the Foreign Agents Law, or the Russian law, but serves the same purpose. The new law targets media and civil society groups that receive foreign funding. Individuals and organizations getting money from abroad must register as so-called foreign agents, submit detailed documents about funding, and it allows the government to shut them down at will. The anti-corruption bureau that the government completely controls will oversee the enforcement. Violations can lead to fines of up to 10,000 lari, which is over $3,500, or up to 5 years in prison. Lesser breaches carry fines of up to 5,000 lari, which is about $1,800, or 6 months in jail. Legal entities will only face fines. The law copies the way the Kremlin does things, which is why Georgians call it the Russian law. The U.S. FARA law does not aim to silence dissent, but that's the purpose of this one in Georgia. Kotsebi are hilariously arguing, how could this law be Russian and undemocratic if it was copied from the U.S.? Kotsebi also passed another law requiring government approval for all foreign grants. Kotsebi continue their aggressive pushback against all criticism this week. They submitted a complaint to the Communications Commission against the two biggest opposition channels, Formula and TV Pirveli. They argue that both channels use terms that violate the broadcasting law, like illegitimate parliament, oligarchic regime, and judicial clan. The ruling party recently amended the broadcasting law to regulate not only funding, but also content standards, placing editorial norms under legal control. Nodar Meladze, head of TV Pirveli's news service, said that Kotsebi is also pressuring advertisers to cancel contracts with his channel. He said that many major companies have already pulled out despite the channel increasing viewership and record high ratings. Eurobarometer, the European Commission's official public opinion survey, shared a report on Tuesday the 3rd showing that trust in the EU has dropped by 9% in Georgia since last fall. It now stands at 49%, with 37% of respondents expressing distrust and 14% offering no clear answer. Just a day after the survey went public, online magazine Tabula reported that it was conducted by Gorby, a polling agency used by pro-government media and known for manufacturing results that align with the ruling party's interests. More about the EU, as on Wednesday the 5th, the European Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee adopted a sharply critical report on Georgia. While condemning democratic backsliding and repression, the committee still urged the Georgian opposition to take part in the 2025 municipal elections in October. Members described it as a key test for Georgia's democratic resilience and encouraged the opposition to use the moment to show unity in support of democracy. On Sunday the 29th, Facebook pages of the French and Polish embassies warned their citizens to assess the risk before traveling to Georgia. Both embassies said that police frequently detain demonstrators, especially near Parliament and central squares in Tbilisi. Participating in these protests or even being nearby can lead to hefty fines exceeding $18,000 per incident. Authorities may deny entry to foreigners, including EU citizens and even those with valid residence permits, if they suspect involvement in demonstrations or related social media activity. On the night of Tuesday the 3rd, someone shot and killed a young man, then dumped his car with the body inside into the river. The incident happened on the outskirts of Batumi on the western coast. Locals found the car partially submerged the next morning, riddled with bullet holes. The victim's name was Beso Bolkvadze. He lived in a nearby village and rented out a boat on the local river. Regional outline media Batumalevi said the killing may be connected to a conflict with the criminal underworld. About 6 weeks ago, several people whose identity is known reportedly demanded a cut of Bolkvadze's income and control over his dock, but he refused. Finally, National Statistics Office said the rate of absolute poverty in Georgia has dropped in 2024. Share of people who are below the poverty line is now almost 9%, which is 2% less than last year. The rate went down both in cities and the countryside, but is still higher in villages. People under 18 are the poorest group, with an over 12% poverty rate. There does not seem to be much difference between men and women in terms of poverty. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. If you want to pass along this episode, just head to Rorschach.com/Georgia. Download any of them as MP3 files. Links in the show notes. Nachamdis.